This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said his government intends to make Viksit Bharat possible by 2047 with active support of Indians. Speaking after the inauguration of the third phase of Namma Metro in Bengaluru, he listed out steps initiated by his government to make India a developed country through reforms, performances and transformations. He informed the journey began when India was among the fragile 10 countries before 2014. Now, the Indian economy is the fifth largest and fastest economy. Metro rail has grown from 5 cities to 24 cities and is the third largest globally in terms of metro network. Prime Minister highlighted the success of Indian forces in Operation Sindoor, noting their capability to destroy terrorist hideouts deep across the border. He emphasized India's strength in forcing Pakistan, who came to defend the terrorists, to its knees within hours.
Operation Sindoor mein Bhartiya senaon ki safalta seema paar kai kilometer bhitar aatankwadi thikanon ko nest nabood karne ki taqat aur aatankwadiyon ke bachao mein utre Pakistan ko kuch hi ghanton mein ghutnon par lane ki hamari kshamta puri duniya ne naye Bharat ke is swaroop ke darshan kiye hain. ऑपरेशन सिंदूर की सफलता के पीछे बहुत बड़ी वजह हमारी टेक्नोलॉजी और डिफेंस में मेक इन इंडिया की ताकत है.
Earlier, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid foundation stone of metro projects worth around 22,800 crore rupees in Bengaluru. He flagged off Vande Bharat train service between Bengaluru and Belgavi. He also virtually flagged off Vande Bharat services between Amritsar and Katra and another from Nagpur to Pune. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh laid the foundation stone for the BEML rail hub for manufacturing project worth 1,800 crore rupees in Madhya Pradesh today. The facility will be set up on over 60 hectares of land in Umaria village of Raisen district. It is expected to provide employment to more than 5,000 people. The unit will manufacture coaches for Vande Bharat, Amrit Bharat and metro trains. Speaking on the occasion, the minister said the high-speed trains in India will be equipped with coaches made here. Union Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav today highlighted India's global leadership in environmental initiatives during the state-level celebration of World Lions Day in Devbhumi Dwarka, Gujarat. Mr. Yadav mentioned several key projects spearheaded by Prime Minister Modi, such as the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, International Solar Alliance, and the International Big Cat Alliance. With 5 out of 7 big cat species found in India, ongoing efforts like Project Lion, Project Tiger, and Project Cheetah continue to reinforce India's eco-centric conservation model, which is now serving as an inspiration for the world. Sports and Youth Minister Mansukh Mandavia today said that the Fit India Sundays on Cycle movement has reached over 7 lakh participants across more than 40,000 locations nationwide. The minister said this while participating in the Sundays on Cycle Fit India event in the national capital. During the event, Mr. Mandavia flagged off the 35th Fit India Sundays on Cycle Tiranga rally with panchayat representatives. He highlighted that panchayat representatives in more than 50,000 villages across the country have spread the message of fitness in rural India through their participation. In Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations continue for the 6th consecutive day today in the Dharali area of Uttarkashi district following the recent natural disaster. Uttarakhand police has said, along with supplying food grains and essential commodities to the affected areas, stranded people are also being airlifted to their destinations. India's under-20 women's football team today booked their place at the AFC Under-20 Women's Asia Cup 2026 with a 1-0 win over hosts Myanmar in Yangon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.